It's Monday, October 17th, 2016 AD. This is The Worldview in 5 minutes. I'm Adam McManus. With just 21 days left until the November 8th presidential election, evangelicals are ill at ease with Donald Trump, especially after the Washington Post released the video containing lewd comments made in 2005. Over the weekend, Neil Cavuto talked to Tony Perkins of the Family Research Council about his thoughts on Trump's behavior.
He needs to own this. He needs to take responsibility for this reprobate behavior, this wrong behavior, this immoral behavior. He needs to own it. This is not about Bill and Hillary. This is about Donald Trump. He needs to ask for forgiveness and say, you know what? I have made mistakes like this in the past, but here's my commitment to you and to God. I'm going to do my very best going forward to live in a way that does not dishonor this office or dishonor the American people.
Perkins, like many evangelical leaders, initially supported Ted Cruz.
This stuff about Donald Trump was out during the primary, you know, his interviews with Howard Stern. This is why I was with Ted Cruz in the primary, and Ted and I share a common faith, and we both seek to live according to the scriptures. We both love Jesus Christ, know him as personal savior. But look, it came down to a choice in this general election between Hillary Clinton and Donald Trump. What brought me to the point of supporting Donald Trump was not shared values. I'm not going to try to cover that up, although we do have some shared concerns.
Perkins said he shares Trump's concern about appointing pro-life Supreme Court justices, his willingness to call out radical Islamic terrorism, and his support for religious freedom. Last week, World Magazine made news by claiming that Donald Trump should drop out of the presidential race. Now, Christian theologian John Piper, author of Desiring God, contends that both Donald Trump and Hillary Clinton should step down, reports the Gospel Herald. In his tweet, Piper said, quote, "Of course Trump should step down, as Olasky and Grudem say. So should Hillary. That is what unqualified means. It's never been a question," unquote. Southern Baptist leader and theologian Russell Moore also told CNN's Anderson Cooper that many evangelicals feel homeless politically in this presidential election, unable to support either major party candidate. God is sovereign. Daniel 2 says, "Blessed be the name of God forever and ever, to whom belong wisdom and might. He changes times and seasons. He removes kings and sets up kings." Meanwhile, evangelist Franklin Graham has commented on the presidential race as well, saying, quote, "The crude comments made by Donald J. Trump more than 11 years ago cannot be defended. But the godless progressive agenda of Barack Obama and Hillary Clinton likewise cannot be defended," unquote. Graham went on to say, quote, "The most important issue of this election is the Supreme Court. That impacts everything. There's no question. Trump and Clinton scandals might be news for the moment, but who they appoint to the Supreme Court will remake the fabric of our society for our children and our grandchildren for generations to come," unquote. 23 San Antonio, Texas police officers wore Donald Trump's Make America Great Again baseball caps while on duty and in uniform as they escorted the Republican presidential nominee to and from a San Antonio fundraiser. San Antonio Police Chief William McManus, no relation to me, passed out written reprimands for their violation of protocol and not appearing impartial, reports the San Antonio Express News. And here's another wrinkle. The New York Times reports that Peter Thiel, the homosexual founder of PayPal and supporter of Donald Trump, will give $1.25 million to pro-Trump super PACs and to the campaign itself. 12 years ago, Susan Chorley, a Baptist, was pregnant with her second child, whom she aborted, reports Life News. Sadly, she thought that the baby would be a financial burden and add too much stress to her marriage. In 2014, 24% of women who had abortions identified as Catholic, 17% as mainline Protestant, and 13% as evangelical Protestant, according to the Guttmacher Institute. But what makes Susan's abortion particularly disturbing is that not only was she on staff at First Baptist Church, but she claims that, quote, "God helped me make the best decision," unquote. Chorley has since left the Baptist denomination, for the Unitarian Universalist cult, which denies the authority of Scripture. An American missionary representing YWAM has been kidnapped in the African nation of Niger. Jeffrey Woodkey was taken from his home in Balak around 9 p.m. on Friday, and two other men were killed in connection with the kidnapping. Authorities are on the trail and say the kidnappers are heading toward Mali. Woodkey has been a missionary in Niger for 25 years. Outreach Magazine's new survey on church growth found the fastest-growing churches in America are mostly non-denominational. Of the 100 churches, 42 are classified as non-denominational, 20 are Southern Baptist, 9 are from the Assemblies of God, and 3 are United Methodist. And that's The World View on this Monday, October 17th, in the year of our Lord, 2016. Invite your friends to listen to this unique Christian newscast at theworldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. Seize the day for Jesus Christ.